You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm Arwen Nix.
And I'm Marcy Silman. And we turn now to Canada, where the country's Supreme Court has rejected a judicial appointment made by the country's Prime Minister, Stephen Harper. Vaughn Palmer is a columnist for the Vancouver Sun, and he joins us every Wednesday on The Record with news from Canada. Hey, Vaughn.
Hello, Marcy.
Nice to speak with you.
Good to talk with you. Good luck in that fundraising.
Stephen Harper, your Prime Minister, wanted to fill a vacant seat on the bench with a federal court of Canada judge on Friday in a 6-1 ruling. The Supreme Court shot him down. It was surprising to hear a court would rule on itself. Can they really do that?
Apparently so. I guess that's where you get being the supreme law of the land. They pretty much can do whatever they want. But the Harper government, this is a very controversial appointment. They appointed a judge who was, from the outset, there were questions about whether or not he was qualified. So the government asked the High Court if, in general, it was okay to make these appointments, and the High Court said no, not qualified. A narrow technicality. Canada's the situation with Canada is there have to be three judges on our High Court from Quebec, because Quebec has a different legal system than the rest of the country. It has civil law and the Napoleonic system. So it has to be three judges from Quebec. The law also says that they have to be active in Quebec. This judge was a Quebecer, and he had been active on the courts in Quebec, but he was on a federal court, and that wasn't specifically mentioned. So he was rejected on a narrow technicality, but he's rejected. I mean, this is a very major embarrassment for the government.
Well, here's new Democratic Party justice critic Francoise Boivin reacting on Friday to that decision by the court.
Honestly, it is insulting. And it's insulting, I'm not just saying for Quebec. It's insulting for lawyers, it's insulting for the justice, and it's especially insulting for that great institution that is the Supreme Court of Canada.
Now, Francoise Boivin, is it specifically this particular appointee or would-be appointee that she feels was a slap in the face to?
Yeah, a double slap in the face, because Quebec's in the middle of an election, too, and the Quebec government opposed this appointment. The Prime Minister is suspected of packing or trying to pack the High Court with sympathetic judges to his ideology. He's trying to shift the balance of power on the High Court to the right. It hasn't been that effective, since some of the people that voted against him on this one were his own appointees. As Americans will know, just because you put the judge on the High Court doesn't mean he or she will necessarily go along with you on everything. So it's pretty controversial. It's the kind of thing that, as I said, I think Americans will recognize these accusations that leaders are trying to pack the High Court with their own sympathetic appointments. We don't have the kind of scrutiny, though, that Americans do. Our judges go on to the court. They have to be recommended and vetted, but you don't see, this is really, in my time, this is the first case I can recall of a judge being rejected, and the court itself did it.
Well, I understand that Stephen Harper, or at least a spokesman for Stephen Harper, says the Prime Minister was genuinely surprised. Does he have any recourse? Is this whole thing over?
There was some suspicion that he might try to figure out some other way to do it, but no, he's accepted the decision, and the hunt is on. Applications are now being accepted for a vacancy on the Supreme Court of Canada, but no fooling around this time. You have to be qualified, and the qualifications are right there in Canadian law, and you have to be from Quebec as well, because the vacancy is from Quebec.
I guess that rules you out. I'm talking with Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. Another story this week, cross-border shoppers have been getting a little break on purchases.
Somebody got their hands on an access to information briefing note for our Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, one that was prepared for him last year during the controversy over cross-border shopping. And you know how these access to information things come. They're all blanked out, right? But
right. There
was just enough in this one to confirm that Canadian border officials don't always charge the full duty on everything. They look the other way if the purchases are over the allowed amount. So in law, you're allowed to bring $200 back if you're down for a day, and I think it's $800 if you're down for 2 weeks. But what this briefing note said was that if you're over those numbers, $200 for a day or $800, they don't always charge you the duty on the overage. They have a grace amount. The amount was blacked out, so we're guessing how much it is, but they aren't charging every penny of duty. That has Canadian retailers up in arms because, of course, they say they're being ruined by cross-border shopping as well. The pressure may be coming off on this a bit. This was a briefing note was back when the Canadian dollar was at par. The Canadian dollar, as you will know, is headed for the cellar now, so cross-border shopping is falling off anyway.
But what was the reason that the guards weren't charging the full amount?
Multiple of reasons. The number one reason being it wasn't worth it, the amount. Like, for example, if it's only $50 over the collecting the duty, the paperwork costs more than the duty. So we know there would be some leeway. Another one was if the lineups at the border were too long. If you've gone across the border recently, that happens fairly often. So that has our retailers a little up in arms. And discretion. So our retailers are saying you got to get the discretion out of there, and you got to make sure that overage is not so much that people are taking advantage of.
Well, I understand why retailers must be upset, but I'm wondering how much money this has actually cost federal coffers in Canada.
They don't know. Because they haven't said, not only that, apparently they don't know either because they don't keep track of what they let go. So we know they collect $150 million a year in duties and taxes at the border, but what we don't know is how much they're looking the other way at because they don't keep track of it. So it strikes me there might be some room for abuse on some of this too, but that's just me. On the other hand, as an occasional cross-border shopper, I find they usually charge you unless it's marginal. And sometimes if the goods you're bringing back aren't subject to heavy duties, so like books, for example, are not subject to heavy duties, electronics and some other things are. In my experience, if it's kind of an obvious target for duties, you end up paying it. No big deal. You expect to.
Vaughn Palmer is a columnist for the Vancouver Sun, a regular Wednesday guest on The Record. Thanks, Vaughn. Talk with you next week.
Talk to you next week.